Perhaps it seems obvious, but what a writer most needs in order to write is time. Most novelists start off and carry on with day jobs to pay the bills and to give us a reason to brush our teeth and get out of the house in the morning. And I'm no different. So it feels that much of my writing career has been defined by how I've tried to carve my writing time out of an over-diaried day. When I was career building in my 20s, what kept my writing on track was being put on the tracks. My office sent me on a secondment, which involved a 2-hour daily commute by rail. In the days before everywhere internet, that gave me the time to start my first full-length novel, and the disciplined training of writing for 2 hours every morning was invaluable. That early experience also taught me to be completely unfussy about my writing environment. I realised that as long as I had a seat and a laptop, I could write almost anywhere. Now, when I go back over passages of my novels, I remember exactly where I was when I wrote them. The back of a bookstore in Bergerac, waiting to be called for an event. A hotel bathroom in Bilbao, while my children were sleeping. My in-law's sitting room in the spare hour before dinner. The bus to Oxford, on my way to lecture. And the kitchen at home, looking out over the elderflowers. When that secondment finished, I took a 6-month sabbatical to travel with my husband, and that was probably the most indulgent writing experience I've ever had. No financial pressure, as I didn't have an audience, publisher or agent, so I was really writing just for me. No time pressure, as I could write whenever I wanted. But then we had our first child, and another in quick succession, and then we had twins. My novel was accepted with a 2-book contract, extended to a third, and then fourth. And I had to go back to work to make ends meet, while my husband retrained in teaching. I remember writing my 5th novel with 4 children under 5, between 3-hour breastfeeds, lecturing and marking papers while they slept. My writing time was pushed to the end of the day, and I'd frequently find that I was peeling myself off my laptop in the early hours, having fallen asleep writing, often mid-sentence. A university colleague advised me to stop writing so late. "Write early," she said. "Really, really early." I remembered that first writing experience on the train from 6 to 8 a.m. every morning. I decided to try it again, and it worked brilliantly. So now I'm up at 5 a.m. every morning, and I write for 2 hours, before the children are up and the demands of the working day take over. I've gotten the habit of making a pot of coffee the night before, so I just have to tiptoe past the children's bedrooms in the dark, heat up a cup in the kitchen, and then I start. I don't wait for inspiration or the ideal place and time. I tell myself that any time and place where I'm alone with my laptop and my thoughts is as ideal as it's going to get. Sometimes I write a little, and sometimes I write a lot. I'm never too ambitious, and tell myself that it's better to write something than nothing. Poor work can be improved, but you can't do much with a blank page. And when the children bounce in on me in the kitchen, and I make breakfast, hunt for homework and uniforms, and then dash off for the train to work, I'm in a great mood. I usually carry on writing on the train for the hour until I get to campus. And I remind myself that being a writer isn't a complicated thing. It doesn't need to involve calming rituals and high-tech trickery, and a beautiful environment, or even a mind uncluttered with the everyday. Although that would be nice, sometimes. A writer is simply someone who has found the time to write.